朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在越战的时候，在越南有一个美国军官。
During the Vietnam War, there was this American soldier.
他看见一个男一个女在他面前走过。
He happened to see a man and a woman walking past by him.
后来他发现这是一对夫妇。
Turns out that they are husband and wife.
那么丈夫呢，坐在驴子上。
The husband was riding on the mule.
那个太太呢，走在驴子的后面。
And the wife was following behind the mule, walking.
那个肩膀上呢，就承担了很多的行李。
And she was carrying a heavy load on her shoulder.
这个对这个对这个美军的军官来讲，是一个非常不调和的一个现象。
So to this American soldier, this seems to be a very inconsistent picture.
他心里面愤愤不平呢。他就质问那个男的。
And he was kind of upset, so he asked this man.
那么那个男的也不太高兴，因为觉得这个人有一点多管闲事。
And the man was irritated because he felt that this guy didn't mind his own business.
但是他非常有礼貌地回答这个美军的军官。
And yet he politely answered this American soldier.
This is our tradition. 这是我们的传统。那么过了一段时间以后，
And then after a while,
差不多几个月的时间过去了
perhaps a few months,
这个军官呢有一次又在西贡附近碰到这一对的夫妇。
This American soldier happened to come across this couple again in Saigon.
那丈夫还是坐在驴子上。
The husband was still riding on the mule.
那个太太呢还是在地上背了很多的行李。
And the wife was still walking with a heavy load on her shoulder.
那不同的在哪里呢？
But this time it's different.
几个月以前，这个太太是在后面跟着。
Few months back, the wife was walking behind.
现在她看见他们的时候呢，发现她的太太走在驴子的前面。
And yet this time the wife is walking in front of the mule.
所以这个人又有一点好奇，就再问这个人。
So this American soldier is once again curious and asked the man.
那么几个月以前，他的回答很简单，这是我们的传统。
Several months back, the answer was very clear. This is our tradition.
现在他的回答也非常干脆。
This time, the answer is also very brief.
那个人问他为什么你这样，太太走在前面，你坐驴子坐在后面。
The man asked him, you know, why are you riding on this mule while your wife is walking in front of you this time?
这个先生坐在驴子上说，你不知道吗？我们现在正走在地雷区上面。
The husband answered very simply, don't you even know that we are walking right through the minefield?
对西方人来讲，他永远没有办法了解这种东方人的这一种不调和的现象。
I guess it's hard for the Westerners to understand the Oriental mentality.
但是在这个故事的背后，
Behind this story,
给我一个深思的一个问题。
It gives me a very thought-provoking idea.
今天在教会的里面有没有这一种类似的不调和的现象？
And that is there such kind of a phenomenon going on in the church today?
今天在基督的教会里面有没有这种矛盾的现象？
Is there seemingly a paradox going on in the church today?
我相信很多人，当我等一下分享的时候，你们会有同样的感觉。
I guess after I share with you my thoughts, you probably would echo with me.
我们相信我们所相信的上帝是丰富的。
We believe in a God that is abundant.
但是我们却发现，我们这些信上帝的人却是非常的贫穷。
And yet we find the Christians who believe in this abundant God are very poor.
我们相信我们的上帝是大能的。
We believe our God is all powerful.
但是我们这些信上帝的人却常常在闹能源危机。
And yet, we who believe in this God always are lack of power.
我们相信我们上帝是智慧。
We believe our God is wise.
但是我们发现我们这些信上帝的人常常不明白上帝的旨意。
And yet, we who believe in him always have difficulty understanding His will.
我不知道今天在我们中间弟兄姊妹有没有类似像我这一种的感觉。
I don't know if you share my feelings.
我相信当我这样摆在各位面前这样几件事情的时候
，I guess after I presented these with you,
我相信我们心里面都有这种感觉。是的，我们的上帝是个丰富的上帝，但是我们的生活却偏偏不能反映出我们所相信的上帝是这样一位丰富的上帝。
You probably agree with me that even though the God we believe in is abundant, yet our life cannot reflect His abundance.
弟兄姊妹，我们这样的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, this kind of feeling of ours.
如果我们有，我们要好好的去寻求，到底它有没有答案，有没有解决的方法。
If we earnestly seek an answer to this kind of a paradox,
不然的话
，otherwise，
长此以往，我们会发现一件事情：我们面对这样的一个矛盾，面对这样一个不调和，到一个地步，我们心里面已经麻木了。
Otherwise, we might come to a point where we become numb to this kind of conflicts or paradox or incongruous phenomena.
是的，在理性上，在知识上，我们知道我们的上帝是丰富的上帝。
Intellectually, we know that our God is abundant.
但是我们这些信上帝的人，我们在生活上面，我们在见证上，却是那样的贫穷。如果我们不去好好的面对这件事情，久而久之，我们里面的感觉就麻木掉了。
And yet our life and our testimony cannot reflect this fact that He's an abundant God. And after a while, if we don't deal with this, we might become insensitive to this conflict.
这次兄弟到菲律宾去参加这个国际福音会议。
Last month, I went to the Philippines to attend the Lausanne Conference.
有4000位来自170个全世界不同的地区的代表参加这次的聚会。
There were more than 4,000 delegates coming from 170 countries and districts.
有10天的时间，在各地的圣徒一起思想，我们怎么样能够让主耶稣基督的福音能够更多的广传出去。
We spent 10 days thinking of how to strategize the world evangelization.
弟兄姊妹，在那10天的聚会里面，给我个人有2个极大的震撼。
During those 10 days, I was hit.By two things,
我深深地发现到刚才我所说的这种不调和或者矛盾在教会里面的现象，不是一个普世的一个现象。
First of all, I realized that the paradox that I just mentioned earlier is not a universal phenomenon.
尽管我们觉得上帝是丰富，我们是贫穷的这个现象发生在我们的身上。
Even though we experience the fact that.We are not reflecting the abundance of God.
但是今天我们看见，当这些弟兄姊妹从全球不同的地方相聚在一起的时候，我们看见神的丰富、神的智慧、神的能力在这些弟兄姊妹身上活出来。
But when we meet these Christians coming from all over the world, we realize that God's abundance can be manifested in these brothers' lives.
另外，当我参加这10天的聚会的时候，给我一个很大的冲击是什么？
The second thing that impacted on me during these 10 days,
我发现神深深地提醒责备我，不要在神的面前只求自己的丰富，我们要求主透过我们让别人得到丰富。
And that is, I should not be overly concerned about the abundance in my life, but actually be used by God to channel His abundance to others.
刚才凯蒂弟兄带我们读约翰福音第14章，好不好？我们现在回到这一段的圣经，约翰福音14章12节到17节。
Let us turn back to the passage that we have just read, and that is John chapter 14.
主耶稣在这里应许他的门徒要做比他更大的事情。
Here Jesus promised that his disciples would do even greater things than what he has done.
什么叫做更大的事呢？
What do we mean by greater things?
我们在神的面前得着丰富是个大事。我们今天神透过我们去帮助别人丰富，那是更大的事情。
The fact that we have received abundance from God is a great thing, but to be able to channel this abundance to others is an even greater thing.
弟兄姊妹，在这个地方，做更大的事是主耶稣基督亲口向着门徒所应许。
To do greater things is a promise directly from our Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣向着门徒所开的一张支票。
This is an open check that he has written to his disciples.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前学习一件事情，让我们相信主的应许是要应验的。
Let us believe that God is going to fulfill His promise.
让我们相信主给我们的支票是可以兑现。
Let us believe that the check He has written us can be cashed.
我们知道约翰福音从十三章到十七章是主耶稣在最后一个礼拜在耶路撒冷对着门徒耳提面命说的一番话语。
We know that John chapter 13 to 17 is a very intimate conversation between our Lord and His disciples.
在这段话里面，主耶稣应许他们说，你们要做更大的事情。
Here He promised that we would be doing greater things.
更大是指什么呢？
What do we mean by greater things?
在这地方很明显的不可能讲到值这一方面说的。
Obviously, he's not talking about the qualitative sense.
而是讲到量方面的更大。
It's obviously referring to the quantitative aspect.
不是指说救恩的真理的本身要更大。
It's not that we are going to add something to the salvation.
而是讲到救恩的范围要更大。
But the area that the salvation can spread to will be enlarged.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得，我们不可能在主耶稣基督十字架的救恩的道理上增加一些什么。
We cannot add to any truths that our Lord has already given us.
耶稣基督的复活，我们也不能够加添什么。
We cannot add anything to His resurrection.
但是我们传福音的范围，主耶稣应许我们是可以更大的，更扩大。
But the area in which we can carry the gospel to can be enlarged.
我最近参加这个 Manila 的聚会。
When I attended this conference in Manila,
我发现主这一句话应验在今天的教会里面。
I find God's promise here being fulfilled in the world today.
主耶稣一生之内三十三年半从来没有涉足离开过巴勒斯坦一步。
During his whole life of 33 years,Jesus never left Palestine.
换句话说，耶稣在一辈子从来没有出过国。
In other words, he have never been abroad.
但是今天全世界的教会，全球的弟兄姊妹都在那里把耶稣基督福音的见证带出来。
And yet, in that conference, brothers and sisters from all over the world converged and expressed the testimony together.
弟兄姊妹，这是更大的事情。
This is an even greater thing.
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹一起思想，是的，今天应许摆在我们面前。
It's true that the promise is in front of us.
但是今天我们怎么样能够向神所应许的，我们为他做那更大的事。
And yet, how do we experience this promise being fulfilled?
请我们看十二节。
Let's focus on verse 12.
主耶稣在这里重复约翰福音常常用的，事实上他用了25次，我实实在在的告诉你们。
He started out by using a very familiar phrase in the Gospel of John, and that is, I tell you the truth, or truly, truly, I say unto you.
原文是我阿们，阿们的告诉你。
In the original language, it's actually Amen, Amen, I say unto you.
换句话说，他下面要讲的这段话是非常重要，对于耶稣来讲，这是一段很重要的一段的话语。
In other words, he's putting a lot of emphasis on what he has to say.
他说，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
It says, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing.He will do even greater things than these.
弟兄姊妹，请我们注意，到底什么人可以做那更大的事？
Please note that who can do these greater things.
主耶稣在这里很清楚地讲，信我的人可以做那更大的事情。
Jesus clearly said that anyone who has faith in me will do even greater things.
信心这个字在约翰福音里面是很重要的一个题目。
The word faith.It's a very important word in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面出现99次之多。
It's been used more than 99 times in this Gospel.
在这里主耶稣再一次提到说，到底什么样的人是相信他的。
Here Jesus mentioned once again, who are the people who have faith in him?
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你看到这节圣经的时候，你有没有像我刚才所说的那种发现我们自己身上有很多不调和的现象。
I don't know if you have this thought, but as you read this verse, you will begin to see there are a lot of inconsistencies in our lives.
我们这里有好几百人坐在这里。
Here we have a few hundred people sitting here.
我相信大部分的人，我们是所谓信他的。
I imagine most of us are those who believe in him.
但是请问，我们这些信他的人，有没有为他做那更大的事？
And yet we have to ask ourselves, have we been doing greater things for him?
可能连我们为他做事，我们都有许多的犹豫，有许多的这个保留。
Perhaps we might even have hesitation doing anything for him.
今天我们这些信他的人，我有没有像耶稣在这里所说的，我们为他做那更大的事情？
Those of us who claim to believe in him, have we been doing greater things for him?
我想今天早上我要跟大家一起好好的思想这段圣经，到底什么叫做信他的人？
This morning, I would really like to spend some time on thinking, what do we mean by people who believe in him?
从十三节、十四节，我们看见他在这里提到一个很重要的一个题目，就是祷告。
From verse 13 and 14, we see that there's an important theme, and that is prayer.
而这个祷告的很明显的是描写，或者说让我们了解什么叫做信他的人。
And through this teaching on prayer, we have a glimpse of what it means to be a believer.
十三节说，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就等等。到十四节也在提到这个祷告的这个道理。
Verse 13 it says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. Also in verse 14 it says, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
我们这些基督徒常常祷告。
We Christians do pray a lot.
我们如果每一天没有五次祷告，起码也有三次谢饭的祷告。
If we don't pray at least five times, at least we have three times of saying grace before meals.
但是我要请问弟兄姊妹。
But I would like to ask you, brothers and sisters,
你的祷告有效吗？
Have you experienced the effect of your power?
你的祷告有结果吗？
Have you experienced prayers answered?
我不知道你的祷告的内容是什么。
I don't know about the content of your prayers.
但是你祷告的内容有没有成就呢？
Have you experienced the content of your prayers being answered?
原来我又回到我刚才提到那个不调和的现象。
Excuse me for coming back to this paradox that I mentioned earlier.
我们今天说我们的上帝是丰富的。
We claim that the God we believe in is an abundant God.
但是在我们的祷告生活却是贫穷的。
And yet in our prayer life, we are so poor.
你如果说我们不祷告又有点不好意思，因为我是基督徒。
You might feel embarrassed if you don't pray because you are Christian.
但是我们祷告了，我们又觉得很自欺欺人，因为我们的祷告好像非常的空洞。
And yet, every time you pray, you feel like you are cheating yourself because there is absolutely no content in it.
我们的祷告变成一种例行公事。
Sooner or later, our prayers become a routine ritual.
我们的祷告变成像空气说话。
We might be praying to the mid air.
有的时候我们的祷告变成自我麻醉，变成自我逃避。
Sometimes we even feel that our prayers are something like self hypnosis.
到底原因在哪里？
What's the reason behind?
我们知道祷告是一个很大的题目。
We know that prayer is a big topic.
我们没有办法用短短的一篇信息来把祷告的信息讲得完整。
We certainly cannot teach everything on prayer in one sermon.
但是今天早上，巴不得主在这里提醒我们每一个信他的人。
But may the Lord help us to think about this topic this morning.
让我们想到我们的祷告有没有信心的调和。
And that is whether our prayers are offered in faith or not.
有一个地方他们干旱了很久很久的时间。
There once was a place where they had a severe drought.
那教会很自然的就发起一个求雨的祷告会。
So naturally, the church started a prayer rally for rainfall.
因为情况非常的迫切。
Because the conditions was very severe.
因为那一带的地方他们非常需要雨水，能够让整个那边的人民能够继续生活下去。
Because the whole place was dependent on rain to continue on with the normal life.
所以这一个祷告会呢，参加的人就很多。
So many came to this prayer meeting.
在那么多人来参加祷告会的里面。
But of all the people who came to this meeting,
有一个小女孩来参加这个祷告会。
There was this little girl who attended.
她带着雨伞来参加祷告会。
And she came with her umbrella.
每一次我想到这一个见证。
Every time when I recall this testimony,
我心里面很受感动，也很受责备。
My heart will be touched, and also I will be I feel that I I need to be reminded.
很多时候我们来祷告。
Many times when we come in prayer,
我们信不信我们所祷告的神要成全神要垂听。
Do we actually believe that God is listening to our prayers and he's going to do what we ask of him?
有的时候我想想今天基督徒不肯好好的祷告其实也不能太责怪大家。
Sometimes I feel that we cannot blame Christians for not coming to prayer meetings.
我们实在需要更多的学习这个基督徒最基本要学习的一个课。
Because we need to learn these very basics in Christian life.
我们要学习祷告。
We need to learn how to pray.
我们要学习有信心的祷告。
And we need to pray in faith.
最近教会发生了好多意外的事情。
Recently, we have a lot of mishappenings in the church.
红荣中弟兄的姐姐红富梅姊妹，有一次很严重的车祸。
Brother Jack Hong's sister was involved in a car accident.
最初，医生说她有全身瘫痪的可能。
At first, the doctor was afraid that she might be paralyzed.
感谢主，教会弟兄姊妹迫切地为她祷告。
We thank the Lord that through the earnest prayers of the church,
我们知道洪家他们迫切的祷告，我们全教会也用祷告来支持这件事情。
And the Hongs were praying earnestly for this.
有一次我到医院去为他祷告。
One time I went to the hospital to pray for her.
我突然想到我今天早上要讲的道。
All of a sudden, the sermon that I was going to preach this morning came into my mind.
祷告要有信心。
We need to pray in faith.
我就问红富梅姊妹
And so I ask her
我说我在为你祷告以前
Before I pray for you
我要问你一个问题
I have to ask you this
你愿不愿意答应我有一天你要回到教会站在这个台上为主做见证
That one day you will return to this church and stand up here to testify to the Lord's workings in your life
她没有回答我。
She didn't answer me.
她流眼泪。
Tears came out.
过了差不多半分钟、一分钟的时间。
After a minute or so,
我握住她的手，我记得她紧紧地握住我的手。她说：“牧师，我们一同朝着这个方向努力。”
I took her hand and she grasped my hand very firmly, saying that, "Pastor, let's pray according to this direction."
我就为他祷告。
So I prayed for her.
弟兄姊妹，我相信有一天，他要站在我们的中间，把荣耀归给神。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that one day she's going to stand up here and give the glory to God.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。